Okay, and welcome back to the final hour. I just put the two songs on for the break, and I was going to call Judd with them, and he virtually called me 5 seconds after I put the song on, and my computer went blank. All of the screens went dark, and it said no power. So something weird was going on there, but I only lost a few seconds on the broadcast, so hopefully that's good. And I have Judd back on, and we're going to talk about some legal things, aren't we, Judd?
Yeah, build back better.
Build back better, yeah.
I mean, that build back better stuff, I mean, that stuff there is, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's better, and it builds back.
Yep. Well, I mean, come on. Climate change is real. Don't you know?
Well, all I can tell you is that...
And COVID is real, too.
All I can tell you is that I remember distinctly some people associated with this Cancel the Cabal group, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I'm distinctly recalling how they crawled up in Joe Biden's face about all these little kids and civilians getting murdered in Palestine. I distinctly remember that, you know, our people were outraged about, you know, how many of these little kids get destroyed. I mean, they're dead. They're not coming back.
Yep.
Yeah. So I was thinking about Build Back Better, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking maybe Joe Biden was thinking about a new casket company or something where they could export to Palestine, you know, caskets.
Well, you do know...
To bury all the kids and him and that nitwit Yahoo murdered.
You do know...
Maybe that's what they mean by Build Back Better?
Do you, you do know about that huge natural gas just outside of Gaza Strip there in the ocean,
or that bay, whatever that is. I know about how the Rothschilds decided to steal Palestine going back to the early 1900s, the Balfour Declaration when it was first foisted upon the world. Yeah, yeah. The whole idea that the British had was to, you know, have a... more better built back better British Empire. They wanted more empire in the Middle East, so they decided that, you know, the if the Balfour Declaration was really during World War One, and they wanted the so-called Jews,
the concept goes back to the 1880s and 1890s though.
Well, this is the problem. Abraham's grandparents were not Jewish, and Abraham's grandparents weren't Jewish, and Abraham's grandparents' grandparents weren't Jewish. This whole concept of a Jewish ethnicity is nothing but a big fat lie.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Now, there are, you know, elements within the biblical record of Hebrews and Nazarenes and Philistines and, you know, Egyptians and, you know, yada, yada, yada. But this idea that there's some kind of a creature called a Jew, well, it all started when Abraham decided to be one.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So all this murdering of all these kids, and, you know, I'm not trying to be mean to Joe Biden. It's just the piece of you-know-what. I'm being nice, Annie.
Uh-huh. You can say piece of crap.
I mean, the guy needs to be arrested for mass murder with Nitwit Yahoo.
You can
These
say...
people, I mean, what do they think happens when you give a murdering slob like Nitwit Yahoo billions of dollars in military munitions, and then they go into neighborhoods that are basically walled in open-air prisons, and they just bomb everything in sight? It's called murder. It's not called ethnic cleansing. It's called murder, mass murder.
Well, it's called protecting yourself, Judd.
No. Biden's little administration, you know, his little fellow communists, those pinko socialist Democrats that want to keep their jobs, you know, in this next election cycle. They know that they've really damaged their reelection possibilities. So now all of a sudden, out of Joe Biden's own mouth, he's telling Benjamin the nitwit Yahoo they killed too many children and too many civilians. This is coming out of Biden's own mouth.
Yeah.
Are you can't have it any old which way you feel like having it because, you know, politics is just some kind of a word game. You know, those kids that are dead, you know, they're never going to fulfill the human beings they could have been. And their parents and, you know, their brothers and their sisters. It's the most disgusting, sickening thing I've ever seen in my life. And I got something to say to the United States Secret Service. If they don't like it, get the hell out of my country.
Yeah.
Pack your little thug underwear and your little bulletproof whatever and your gold badges and stick those right up your butts and get out of my country. We don't need a bunch of Nazis running around protecting people like murdering Joe Biden.
Yes, sir.
The same thing goes for Trump. Trump's you see who bailed Trump out more than once?
Uh-huh. The Rothschilds. Yep.
The Rothschilds. Yeah. Because he's this massively, unbelievably successful loser of a clown. All those gambling casinos that goofbag built. With, you know, the prostitutes and the drugs and everything else that goes along with, you know, mafia gambling establishments. The guy is a loser. I don't care how much money he spends on his hairdo.
Yes, he is. They're all losers. You have to be impartial there because they're all losers. They're all criminals.
But yeah, I got a picture here from the Associated Press. It's got Joe Biden standing at the presidential lectern, and up behind his head, there's this plaque on the wall that I guess they're trying to frame his head like he's some kind of a holy saint or something.
Right.
Did you see it? I sent it to you.
Yeah.
And they're just blatantly admitting that, you know, they murdered a whole bunch of kids.
Yep.
They murdered a whole bunch of children.
That they have.
Now, these are the same people of warp speed. These are the same people that decided to cook up a bunch of mRNA experimental gene-altering, God only knows what they're injecting into people.
Uh-huh.
And they're the very same people that funded and built and staffed and put the, you know, the inventory and supplies and all these bioweapons laboratories where they cooked up all this deadly crap and killed how many people have these slobs killed?
Millions.
You'll have to excuse me, but, you know, I'm fending off one of their variants right now. Yep. I'm fending off one of their variants right now.
Yeah.
And I've got friends that, you know, they didn't listen to me. Yeah. I told them, do not take those shots. And they've taken 3 and 4 and 5 rounds of shots, and they're sick.
Uh-huh.
And this one particular friend, she needs a heart transplant. She's got myocarditis now.
Mm.
It attacked her heart, her central nervous system. You couldn't tell her shit. She wouldn't listen to you. No, God.
No.
Hey. The mRNA. Oh, Donald Trump wouldn't lie to everybody. No, not Donald Trump. He's a damn saint, don't you?
Yeah.
Donald Trump.
Politicians good, don't lie.
Good, he's like the good tooth fairy.
Businessmen don't lie either.
Mm-hmm. And his porno queen wife, you know, she's uh-huh. just She's just, what's the name of that there? The Ivory Snow Girl. Martha, was it Martha White? You know, well, Melania is just as pure as the driven snow. Yeah. And you know, the only reason she's the greatest first lady ever, I guess, is all the stupid, ignorant, degenerate rednecks, you know, think she has a great ass.
Yeah.
and boobies. She's got great boobs, I guess. But, oh, have you noticed how, what a grand, oh, what a first lady, man.
Yep.
Yeah, we need her and Donald back in the White House so they can finish destroying the country.
Yep.
For their buddy, what's his name there? Oh, Klaus Schwab.
Yeah.
And Harare. I got in trouble. I referred to him as a fudge packer on Facebook, and oh, God. You can't refer to anybody on Facebook as a fudge packer. They get upset. Mark Zuckerberg gets upset about fudge packer.
Yeah. Hits too close to home, doesn't it?
Well, if you stop and think about it, and this goes hand in hand with the persecution of Reiner Fulnick.
Reinhard Fulnick, yes.
Yeah, and
German,
you know,
lawyer.
Julian Assange, I got some questions about him and Alex Jones, and I got some questions about Ike and some of these other.
I do too.
Richard Branson and all these other Elon Musk. They've got all these.
Elon Musk, yeah.
These opinions, you know.
Yeah, Joe Rogan. And there's a British.
Oh yeah, Joe. I mean, if you don't listen to Joe Rogan, man, you're just not with it.
There's a British comedian out there too. I don't remember his name now.
But the reality of the bioweapons industrial complex is very real.
Yes, it is.
And the reason they develop these bioweapons for the United States of the Soviet USSA, America, the reason that America has got that bioweapons program, because America is in the murdering business. That's what they do. They murder people, dude.
Yeah, they do.
They got more offense contractors.
That's what the military
does.
You know
the money they give to the offense contractors?
Almost a trillion a year.
Yeah, and you know, isn't that nice how they, you know, they designate them accordingly? They call them the offense contractors. You know, the military industrial murdering complex.
Yep.
Defense. That's their industry. Defense. My ass.
That's their only job is to figure out ways to murder people.
So
brown skin people.
Kind of sitting here this evening, and with all respect that I can muster, the people associated with the cabal have been on to these people for a very long time, and a lot of people within the realm of our, you know, cancel cabal. They haven't done the extreme history to understand that it's the same gang of incest.
Yeah. Someone's got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Have you seen, and do you have any opinion on the Tucker Carlson, Vladimir Putin interview?
I personally believe that obviously Carlson's got some money in his pocket. And he's connected, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose, you know, any journalist would interview somebody like that.
Yeah. He just, all of a sudden, 3 or 4 years ago, he just come to his senses and he's on the right side of the people. Don't you think that's real?
Here's the concern that I have. Russia, the Soviet Union, you know, the historical reality of, you know, how long they've been there and their rights to their border security. And, you know, there's a lot of different issues, I suppose, you can discuss. But I have a lot of problem with Joe Biden and his putrid freak, twisted criminal son, and having all kind of business dealings in Ukraine. And then, of course, everybody remembers Joe Biden bragging about getting the Ukrainian prosecutor fired, right?
Yeah. No, he didn't have he didn't have nothing to do with that.
He said if they don't fire the prosecutor, they're not getting $1 billion in foreign aid or something like that.
Oh, that's a right-wing conspiracy theory there, Judd.
What I'm saying here is that why are we providing $160 billion in weapons to what, destroy all the bio laboratory records that exist in Ukraine? What are we covering up? I mean, literally, what are we covering up in Ukraine? And why is it that this Zelensky freakazoid is going to come live in the lap of luxury in Delray Beach, Florida, with full Secret Service protection like he's some kind of an American rock star? Who is this guy?
Yep.
Is he some fudge packer that dances around with nothing on and wags his dingling? He wagging his diggling all over the world, acting like Harari and Klaus Schwab.
Yeah.
And then, I'm not trying to be, anything except to the point here. We had a Secretary of Nuclear Waste or something, that bald-headed weirdo that stole women's clothes, right?
Yeah.
Remember that freak?
Uh-huh.
And then we have, and I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but Jen, what was Jen, that redheaded girl, Jen? Remember the White House spokesperson, Jen?
Petsky?
Something like that, and then they had to get rid of her, and they got this little...
black lesbian.
Black.
She's a lesbian.
Yeah, the carpet licker. What the hell are we running? Are we running a degenerate circus?
Yes, of course.
Do you think that this stuff would have been okay in like 19... I don't know.
Have you seen...
1965?
Have you seen the 1996 movie called Idiocracy?
I think I have, years ago. Yeah, I remember.
Well, if you haven't, watch it. It details what we are going through. Every single puppet since John Kennedy. You got Lyndon Johnson, you got Nixon, and you have Ford. Then you have... after that, whatever the case was, they all just get dumber and they get more nonsensical in nature.
Think it's the fluoride?
No, it's their plan to dumb us down like the movie did and create caricatures of...
Total control.
They're creating caricatures of the puppets. That's what they're doing.
So it's Planet of the Morons?
Uh-huh. Something like that.
I can't even for the life of me even begin to... I can't even hardly find the right words to say that I am absolutely certain positive that canceled the cabal for months now. I've been raising ever-loving H-E-double-L about all these children being murdered in Palestine.
H-E-double-hockey.
I distinctly remember a few of the canceled the cabal people wanting to know what Joe Biden thinks he's doing, murdering all these children.
Yep.
And this slob's still in the White House tonight?
Yep.
Why isn't he in handcuffs?
Why
is this goofy old man who's not mentally competent to stand trial, and he's just some what kind of garbage is, he had all those classified documents in his garage, and he's just too old and senile to prosecute, right?
Because it's in the script.
What in... I mean, Steve, what in the F is going on in this country tonight? Seriously, what in the F? And I'm sorry, Annie, but what, you know what, is going on in America? Do we just go around and we aid and abet madmen with murdering a bunch of children and civilians, and then we just, you know, flip the page and change the script?
Judd.
And it doesn't matter? It doesn't matter?
Several of the puppets, several of these puppets are on record saying that it's not illegal if the president does it, Judd. So, you know, what are you complaining about?
Hey, buddy, let me tell you something. If I were aiding and abetting anybody murdering just even a few hundred civilians and murdering just a few hundred kids,
yeah,
they'd hunt me down like a dog.
Yep.
I'd be hunted like a dog. You know,
the Constitution, several of these puppets have also been on record saying that the Constitution is just a GD piece of paper. That's all it is.
Well, that was George W. Well, right? Wasn't that Mr. W?
Barry Sataro said that, too.
Well, I want to say this to the people of the cabal and all over the world. We've been tracking their financial crimes, this massive crime spree of banking that's behind all this. It's the same people, man. It's Bearing Point. It's Carlyle Group. It's Blackstone, Vanguard, State Street.
BlackRock, yeah. Yep.
World Economic Forum. It's McDonnell Douglas. It's Raytheon, you know. Northrop Grumman.
Uh-huh.
It's all the big offense. It's the big Murder Incorporated, right? The offense, yep. Contractors.
Yep.
With the big offense contracts, you know, where they ship deadly ordnance all over the planet to kill how many people? How many people has America, how many people are dead now? God bless the American murdering machine.
And how long?
The American murdering machine is God blessed. Just like Joe Biden and all the kids he's been killing here the last few months.
How long are you asking? Are you asking in the last 3 years or the last 240-some years?
240-some-odd
years. Well, okay. The estimates are probably just America alone has murdered probably 30 million, somewhere in there.
Well, tonight, apparently, they're getting ready to do some arguments in the U.S. Supreme Court associated with the big censorship case that's been going on in Louisiana for the last 2 or 3 years now, before Judge Doughty and Judge McCluskey.
Uh-huh.
Now, the attorneys that brought that case, and America's frontline doctors, and you know, a handful of other very important, well-connected, I don't even know how to refer to them. They've made it clear to the world that millions of Americans were censored.
Yes.
Millions of Americans were censored, and it has to be answered because it's known as compulsory disclosure. When you file federal action accusing the government of censoring millions of people, the government's obliged to produce all the records that it has that shows how it is they determined who got censored. I mean, you censor millions of people, what do? Just pick names out of a hat? No, I mean,
no, you have it. You have a sophisticated algorithm that does that for you.
Oh, come on, prove it. Prove it was an algorithm. you're trying to blame it on software. I'm blaming it directly on the intelligence community and the CIA and the Department of Defense and the FBI.
Yeah,
and the Justice Department. It wasn't any algorithm. It wasn't software. They were targeting dissidents.
Yep.
Just like your computer went fuzzy and and went blank just before this program, this news hour started.
Yep.
See, this isn't some kind of, you know, Prison Planet Alex Jones show. This isn't a show, ladies and gentlemen. No. I hate to break it to you.
Did I ever tell you about Alex Jones? In 2011, he put that video out there that he wanted to hire reporters and presenters. And I put a little three video collage together and I sent it to him. And I'm so glad that he didn't pick me.
Well, here's where I'm going with this. During the 70s and the 80s, they robbed this nation stupid.
Yes, they did.
They stole so much money, it's staggering. Hundreds and hundreds of billions, trillions. And then, of course, they did it again in 87, 88, when the stock market crashed in 87, 88. And then, you know, it happened again in 2008, 9, and 10. And now, tonight, it's fixing to happen again with commercial real estate, and real estate markets are all imploding and tanking, and the economy's hanging on by the credit cards. The American people are living on credit cards.
Uh-huh.
The whole national government's so freaking in debt, it's literally beyond comprehension. But as long as we got that big, goofy-looking Kansas City Chief and Taylor Swift to keep us, you know, entertained. Have you noticed that Taylor Swift's boyfriend's just, he's kind of like a gorilla?
Yeah.
I mean, where did this guy come from? And who cares? I don't care who Taylor Swift is sleeping with. Are they going to get married or are they just going to have him a Hollywood love affair? During NFL halftime, you know, show with all the satanic garbage they always play out. Did they have a satanic halftime show this year? I didn't even watch it.
I don't know.
I mean, because if we're not worshiping Satan, I mean, we're just not, you know, making America great again. I'm sick of it, Steve. I'm not trying to be mean, but...
Yep.
I want this Judge McCloskey and this Judge Doughty and the Supreme Court of the United States and America's frontline doctors and, you know, everybody that's filing amicus curiae briefs with the Supreme Court of the United States. What are the names of the millions of people that were censored millions of times, and exactly why were they censored, and how did they determine to censor them, and what was the material that was being censored?
Yep.
I mean, there's some serious questions here, ladies and gentlemen. Why is our entire domestic population being treated like we're in a Nazi prisoner of war camp?
Yep.
Subject to the, you know, the dictates of the Fuhler.
Yep.
And what do they call it there? God, unbelievable. The stormtroopers.
Yep.
What's being censored? They don't like what I got to say?
Yeah.
I got a message for them, Steve, but I can't say it on Cancel the Cabal. Because Annie will never talk to me again. She'll be so angry. If I uncork on this show, you'll know the depth of my disdain. I've got nothing but freaking disdain for them.
Yep.
Nothing but disdain. Yep. They've stolen how much money?
Yep.
And grandma and grandpa can't get, you know, proper medical treatment, and there's waiting lists at the veterans' hospitals, and there's children that are dying because they can't get enough to eat, and
millions
there's people living under bridges, and the economy's failing, and they want to you know, fix it with central bank, make believe, you know, what they call Wizard of Oz.
Well, millions have to pick and choose each month if they want to pay bills or have electricity or food or take their medicine.
Well, you'd think that socialized medicine, and I'm talking about the stuff you get at the pharmacy, you know, because that's all the doctors really treat you with anyways. They give you a prescription to go down and you know, get your insulin or get your this or get your that at the pharmacy, right?
Yep.
We have over 325 million people. Why don't we have much more of a socialized medicine system so people don't have to die? So yep. People don't have to decide whether they're going to eat this week or get their medicine this week.
Yep.
I got friends that are dying tonight because they can't do both. They can't eat and get their medicine.
Yep.
And I there is a practice of laundering money that here recently, just in the last couple of weeks, the Treasury, and that'd be Yellen and Jerome Powell, and FinCEN, the Financial Investigation Criminal Enforcement Network of the U.S. Treasury. This is serious law enforcement stuff.
Uh-huh.
Serious. All of a sudden, for some crazy reason, Steve,
not
they've
long.
Got this brand new set of rules about money laundering and real estate.
Not law enforcement, policy enforcement. Corporate.
Well, I mean, it's all aimed at this real estate scheming and scamming of money laundering with real estate.
Yep.
I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I know for a fact that Cancel the Cabal, there's a group of people within Cancel the Cabal that have been raising ever loving stinking freaking HELL over the way the subprime mortgage markets and the subprime predatory foreclosures,
yep,
and the churning of the subprime predatory real estate and all this stuff involving real estate and money laundering has robbed millions of American families for their homes.
Yep.
They've been using real estate scheming and real estate scamming for decades in this country to not only steal huge amounts of money, but to launder it.
Yep.
And then for some odd, weird reason, by pure coincidence, see, the Treasury and the Federal Reserve, and they all just here in the last month or two have come up with these brand new rules for, you know, making sure that real estate's not being used to launder huge amounts of money. I mean, why would they bother to have new rules for money laundering with real estate if there wasn't a problem with money laundering with real estate? I mean, what are they doing? Well, is this supposed to be like the comedy hour?
Yeah, I think so. Actually, yeah. I think so. Actually,
what's it like, a Punch and Judy show?
Uh huh.
Remember how ridiculous Punch and Judy used to be?
Yeah,
you know, it's just what Merrick Garland and Christopher Ray and the head of the Treasury and, you know.
Yeah, well, it's
Jerome Powell, Janet Yellen.
Yeah, yep.
What are these, a clown? Are they clowns?
They are. They're clowns to us that can see through them, yes. But they're,
and so,
no,
now,
they're,
so now we're going to have nothing but keystroke.
They're
central bank, digital.
They're city officials. You know, they're city officials and they're state officials and they're, you know, they're federal officials. Official.
And they want us all to, you know, just close our eyes and shut our brains off and accept central bank, computer, digital, keystroke.
Yep.
Horse crap money.
Yep.
I mean, it's like walking into a gambling casino and telling them, hey, look here, I'm going to punch in $2 trillion into my cell phone.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to accept my gambling capital when I'm in your casino here.
And by the way, Judd, there's 240 million Americans that are going to pay for it, too.
And how many million illegal aliens are going to flood into the country across the Mexican border?
20-some, yeah.
And, I'm going to say it. My ancestors came over 400 years ago to North America in a rowboat.
Yep.
They landed on the eastern shore of what was called Virginia, and they either farmed or they starved. So they started a farming community at Withams, Virginia. That's my tribe. That's my clan. There wasn't any place to park the ship. They had to get in a rowboat to come ashore in a rowboat. They came here in a rowboat over 400 years ago. And I got a message for everybody in America. The Mexicans are Americans. They're Native Americans, the Mexicans are.
That they are.
And the Paiute and the Shoshone and the Arapaho and the Blackfoot. And, yeah, I can name a whole bunch of.
You know, Judd, there's actually science that backs the indication that the Africans that were here weren't brought here from Africa. They were already here, the vast majority of them.
Oh, yeah, there was human migration. Sure, absolutely.
No, I mean,
across the Siberian land bridge.
They were here before
human migration.
They were here before
the early days of the Vikings, Leif Erikson's explorations.
Yes, but they were here before the Spanish were here, or the French, or the English.
Here's what I guess I'm trying to say. If we don't get a hold of these Punch and Judy morons, the Democrats and the Republicans, I mean, they need to take Susan Wasserman Schultz out of Congress screaming.
Uh-huh.
That woman's nuts. That woman's out of her mind crazy, just like Nancy Pelosi.
Yep.
Did you see Pelosi trying to, you know, shoo off the lady from Code Pink?
No.
Yeah, this Code Pink lady was confronting Pelosi about sending weapons to that murdering butcher in Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
And Nancy was like, you know, shooing her away with her hand like she was some kind of a royal queen, you know, like Nancy Pelosi's like better than everybody else.
Uh-huh.
Nancy Pelosi is. Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, what Maxine Waters was doing when she's blowing kisses to Sammy the Gangster Bankster Fried. When she, you know.
Yes.
I am offended, man. I mean,
Sam Friedman.
Maxine Waters never blown me a kiss.
Sam Friedman. Yeah.
Friedman, yeah. Sammy the Gangster Bankster. And his parents, holy God almighty, his parents. And then, of course, you know, Merrick Garland said, well, we don't want to look too hard into those campaign donations.
Uh-huh.
It might expose, you know.
Yes.
Homicide Joe.
You know why they shut something down and they call it national security, right? That's because they've done something bad and it's going to get exposed.
Yep.
So it has to
get
shut down for national security purposes.
You see, back in the early part of the 80s, 83, 84, 85, 86, I'm down there in Houston, Texas, literally building the Bush family suite at the Houstonian Estates where Bill and Hillary Clinton came down with Oliver North and Richard Secord, and, you know, they had the whole Bud McFarlane thing, and they were creating the Mujahideen, and they were creating Al-Qaeda, and they were having Iran-Contra, and they were having, you know, all the corruption with Manuel Noriega and Meldon Ferdinand Marcos, and they're running all these criminal enterprises like Enron and Sanford Financial, and they robbed all the SNLs, and they robbed all the banks, and I'm right down there in the middle of that race and ever loving f-ing hell about postal in the Houston Chronicle, NBC News, ABC News, CBS News, Fox News, all the newspapers, all the TV stations. I'm raising hell about how they're robbing the country using real estate schemes and real estate scams. And here now, just in the last couple of weeks, all of a sudden the Treasury has got these new rules about using real estate to launder and to loot trillions.
Uh-huh.
I was raising hell about it 40 years ago. And they're just now, you know, like they've done something, you know, amazing. Because now they've got these new rules that they're not going to enforce anyways.
Yep.
It's all for show.
All right. Well, you know, it's the time for left-wing fascism is here. And the right-wing fascism is all over.
Well, I want to address everybody that can hear my voice. Especially, you know, people that are loyal to the inner core of this cancel the cabal group. If we don't stop these people, they're going to destroy the world.
Yep, they certainly will.
It's going to be such a dystopian mess. It's beyond comprehension what they've already done. All these civilians and all these kids in Yemen, in Syria, in Iraq, in Iran, in the Sudan, Palestine, Baltimore, Boston, Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Houston, Texas, Dallas, all over the United States, all over Mexico. How many people are dead
yep.
because
yep.
of these stinking oh man, I'll tell you,
criminals.
Man, I almost lost it. Annie, I'm sorry, but criminals. I almost said it.
Criminals.
These, yeah, I mean, no, I didn't. I wasn't going to say that, but that'll be okay. That'll be close.
Yes,
enough.
That's acceptable.
These disgusting pigs. How many people are dead? And where's that little stinking slob, George W.?
Yeah.
Is he down there in Argentina or Paraguay?
Probably.
You know, living the good life with all the money him and his family stole?
Probably.
Just living up the, you know, his lap of luxury with Laura. And the Clintons.
Yep.
Oh, God, the Clintons. Yeah,
yep.
Boy, Hillary. If you can't believe Hillary Rodham, I mean, who the hell can you believe?
Exactly. The mob bought her.
And how many people have these people killed?
Yeah. The mob, Hillary's
with the one device thing. Remember the one device? She only had one device?
Yep.
And then she destroyed 33,000 emails and dozens of computers and servers.
Yep.
And
what?
She busted them up with hammers and acid.
Yep. Hillary's the daughter of a mob lawyer. I mean, everybody knows that.
Yeah, well, you know, Donald Trump is the, what do you call it, the afterbirth of...
The protege, yes.
What's his name? Cohen there. His father's dirty little Jewish lawyer.
Yep. The protege.
Well, that's all Donald Trump is afterbirth. He's a disgusting slob. What a freak. What a freak. And the people who support him, most of them are just, you know, I guess they're addicted to Hustler and XXX and Playboy and, you know, they're garbage people.
That they are.
That's not going to fix our country. You know, our country wasn't great when we had a bunch of Taj Mahals and, you know, Trump gambling casinos in Atlantic City. And you know, all the ilk that comes along with it, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He's actually proud of the fact that the Rothschilds bailed him out for, you know, close to how much? A billion?
Oh, probably at least that, yeah.
No, 800 or 900 million or something like that. He was in hock for, and he was losing every doggone thing. And then
the bank that put him into bankruptcy, they pretty much told him he could only spend $800,000 a month. I mean, how can a guy live on that kind of money? You know.
Well. That wouldn't even keep me in boxer shorts. I'm crapping my pants every day, Steve. I'd have to deliver a tractor trailer load of boxer shorts to my... Yeah, I mean, look what's going on. Look what's happening. And then we got these freaking crazies running around trying to shut down the farms. Bill Gates wants to give a mRNA experimental... injection all the cows so they'll quit farting. That's not a joke. That's the truth. Yeah. Bill Gates has this plan that, you know, he wants to inject all the cows with mRNA, you know, gene-altering, chromosome-changing, experimental, God only knows what.
Don't forget the mosquitoes, too.
So the cow, that's the biggest freaking thing on my list that bothers me is the cows won't stop farting.
Don't forget the mosquitoes, too.
They're trying to get rid of 80% of the human population. These people are mass murderers. They're insane. I knew it the first couple of times I saw Bill Gates interviewed when he was taking depositions. Remember those first few depositions he took when he was head of Microsoft?
Yeah.
And he was in his 20s, and he was rocking in the chair, and he he looked like some kind of psychotic.
No, he looked like he was autistic.
he's a psychotic freak.
Yeah,
I can't stand the guy. I mean, he reminds me of Hillary Clinton unleashed, you know, unplugged.
Yep.
Can you imagine what it must be like to be between the sheets with her and Bill when they get wild? See, the American people somehow have equated their vileness. It's vile is what it is. I mean, I don't care how anybody wants to slice it, but all this immorality that is become pervasive in the United States, it's disgusting. All I keep thinking when I see it in the paper, on television, or on the internet, you know, is thank God it's not scratch and sniff. At least you don't have to smell it.
At least it's not smell-o-vision either, right? Good thing we don't have smell-o-vision.
There's only one way we're going to fix this. There's only one way we're going to fix this.
Yeah.
And that's starting from the cancel the cabal up. We are the grassroots. I am absolutely convinced that we're the last line of defense here on the cancel cabal. And I know there's some affiliates and Shake and Wake Radio and God Bless Annie, and there's a whole slew of people out there that are trying to say, hold on here a second. But it's going to come from the people. It's never coming from this government. Never. They're trash. They're garbage. And I'm going to just prove it to y'all right here and now. For months, the Cancel the Cabal has been calling out Murdering Joe for all the murders that he and his buddy Nitwit Yahoo are committing in Palestine. We've been calling him out every chance we get.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden that, oh God, Joe Biden might not get reelected because of it. So now all of a sudden Joe Biden himself.
Yep.
This is coming out of Joe Biden's own mouth.
Uh-huh.
That they killed too many kids and they killed too many civilians.
Yeah. Do you know what
my question to you, Steve? No, my question to you, Mr. Roberts, is this. Who's been right all along?
Yeah. Do you know what their mantra is, Judd, here lately? Them Republicans, they want to take away our democracy.
Yeah, I know.
They're a threat to our democracy.
I sent you a photograph of me about a week or so back of me sitting in the aisles of that big law library.
Uh-huh.
Amongst the thousands of books.
Yep.
And the reason I sent you that photograph is that's the way my brain was feeling that night. It was like it was on overload. There's just too much being crammed into my head.
Yep.
All at once.
Sensory overload. Exactly.
And all I can say to everybody who's listening, how many children did the Biden administration murder? And how many children did Donald Trump's administration murder?
Yep.
And how many times did Donald Trump go over there to kiss that stupid wall with that stupid little beanie on his head?
Yep.
How many times did Donald Trump give huge amounts of weapons to the murdering Pollock in Jerusalem, nitwit Yahoo. How many times did Donald Trump give him a bunch of military aid and equipment that had gone around and murdered how many people?
Yeah.
How many people has George W. Bush murdered?
Yep.
And this freaking clown John Kerry and Bill Clinton.
Yep.
And Hillary Rodham and all these other freaks like Wasserman Schultz.
Yep.
She's nothing but a, oh, God, you're a skank, lady. What a stinking skank you are, Wasserman Schultz. Get out of my country, you freak.
Yep.
All my Native American friends, they know exactly what I'm talking about because it was done to them, too. That's how they colonized the Indian lands. Oh, yeah, you know, the House of Windsor and Balmoral Castle and King and the Queen and, you know, the Vatican, the Pope, because everybody knows American, you know, Native American people, you know, the Bear Clan, the Turtle Clan, they're not human enough to own land. No, I'm serious. That's how, you know, Manifest Destiny works. They sent out a papal bull declaring that, you know, the Native American people weren't humans. They were animals.
Yep.
And, well, I guarantee you what, if there was a way to, you know, press a button and take account, you know, the Native American people would all unanimously have pushed the yes, that's correct button just then.
Yep.
They have raped the people of this continent for centuries.
But you know, Judd, all of it starts at the local level.
Well, let me tell you something, Steve.
Every bit of it.
I used to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and brush my teeth, pull my boots on. I'd get my truck and I'd drive down the East Tex Freeway, you know, into through Humble and or Humble, I guess it's called. Yeah, and I'd drive down into the bowels of Houston, Texas, and built the big skyscrapers. You know.
Yep.
And I used to work around all kind of iron workers and concrete people and engineers and, you know, bankers and everything. I got a message for everybody on Cancel the Cabal. God did not make you people to be bootlickers.
Nope.
You're great people. And together you're like unstoppable. So stand up. And let's get these freaks out of here.
Yep.
I want to see Klaus Schwab in handcuffs and manacles.
And
I want to see I want to see him chained. I want to see him chained to the rear end of a dog with his face chained right to the dog's butt.
Yep. Yep.
I can't stand that hararararary little freakazoid. Please, man. Yeah, I'd arrest them all, you know, and, you know, prison colony, maybe somewhere, and somewhere, yeah. Put them on, you know, closed circuit TV cameras and make them eat bugs.
We got about a minute and a half here, Judd.
God bless you, Steve. You the man, Annie. I love you, Annie, and all you people that are part of Cancel the Cabal. Remember, you're not bootlickers. Stand up.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Steve.
All right.
Thank you, Steve.
Have a good day, Judd. Talk to you soon. Okay, folks. That was always fun with Judd, as always. And this book is just getting more and more and more interesting. I'm loving this book. I'm going to have to buy part two pretty quick here. So, got to find my mouse. Where in the world are you? Ah, there it is. All right, everyone. Hope to see everyone tomorrow for me and Roger. So until next time.